Sharon says, you refer to letting go and wanting nothing as coinciding with being free, being full, and being whole. What am I gaining freedom from? I feel free of expectations, free of people's grasping, free of emotional entanglements. Is there another freedom that I'm missing? Well, I would, you know, not knowing everything about you in your life, there might be another freedom that you're missing. Let's put it this way. All the freedoms that you described are good. It's good to feel free from emotional entanglement, from other people's expectations, from grasping. That's good. But there are, you know, other layers and levels of spiritual freedom that, you know, probably we wouldn't describe like as that. That's a certain freedom from a kind of worldly entanglement. But, you know, the great freedom, the great liberation of spiritual awakening includes liberation from self-concern, liberation from the inner narrative of the self, the inner story of the self that the mind makes up. It's liberation from self-reference, from needing to know who you are. It's liberation from fear and contraction, are being stopped by the mind's stories of limitation and doubt. It's freedom from the enslavement to our emotional reactivity, which is deeply conditioned, parts of it which are deeply embedded in our kind of animal nature and prehistoric past, parts of which arise from our cultural conditioning and parts of which arise from our own egoic conditioning. It's freedom from ego. It's freedom from reaction. It's becoming a being who's really disentangled from the whole web of the human condition so that we can be a radical, free, powerful response to this life, uninhibited, unhindered. So if you're experiencing that and you just didn't mention it, then no, there's not, maybe there's not another level of freedom, but there are, you know, and even if you're experiencing everything I just described, don't assume that's the end and that's all of it either. Is there a greater freedom than that? Maybe so. We should always live as though there might be a much greater freedom and a much greater consciousness than the one we currently are experiencing and occupying. Not as a way of imposing lack on what's happening now, not because we want to always feel like this isn't enough, but just because we want to always remain open to the possibilities of what might be and never assume that we've reached the end or this is the whole thing or we've got achieved the goal and got it. There's never a point where we go, oh, I got this. No, quite the opposite. You know, it's ever growing humility in the face of a mystery that our mind can't comprehend. And you know, may we all just come into deeper and deeper reverence for and humility before that and let it guide us wherever it does.